tonight's message is probably going to be really short. I really want you guys to take into account that we are down to the wire. It's like 20 days left before the bar exam. And, you know, we popped over here, you know, on this end. But let me tell you something that you can take with you and, you know, hold in your heart as you're studying for this bar. You got to stay with it. I know that sounds so simple, but you have to stay with it. It's right now around crunch time when you want to sleep in. You don't want to get the work done. You're so tired. You're so tired of being tired. It's okay, guys. Just stay with it. Stay with it. This is not an exam that you cannot pass, okay? I believe in you. And I want you to believe in yourself, too, because staying with it is so hard around this time. Because it's a lot of people out here who having fun, living life, going out on trips, and you studying. Or at least you should be at this point, no matter where you at. But the thing of the matter is, you are so close. You're so close. And I just need you to believe a little bit more in yourself and your ability to knock this thing out the park. Because I know in my heart I know this. You are a powerful, resilient fighter. Male, female, you know, wherever you are in life, you know, black, white, or other. All I want you to understand is there are so many people that you're going to impact when you get this license. The license to practice law. Practice law. Are you hyped yet? Are you hyped to take this bar? Because I'm telling you, I'm hyped for you. I'll be your hype man or woman while you figure out where your hype is. Because I'm hyped for you. Hype for me. Hype for us. Because we're going to pass. And not only are we going to pass, we're going to walk in there with some confidence. And that goes with anything you have in life. You got to walk in there with confidence. You have to walk in there with confidence. Trusting that what you're doing right now will pay off. Because your higher power might be different. But I guarantee you, in my land, God's guided, Jesus has it. He has his hand firmly planted upon me. He shall give me supernatural recall. And he will cure anything in which I have defects. But I will do my work, do my good work, to do my best. Because he don't need my help, but he needs me to have faith that when I don't have the answer, he has the answer and he will provide it. So anybody who's studying, if you ain't, you know, faithful in those words, I'll tell you something. God gets us through so many battles. And this is your battle. You're going to face it. You're going to face it with resilience, courage, and strength. Because you have somebody who's going through it right now, who's talking to you right now from a point in which she's not always sure if she's going to make it. But she trusts that she will. And she's telling you, honestly, from her belief, deep in her core, she believes she's going to make it. And she's telling you that when you're in the thick of it, you've been studying for hours on end, for days on end, for months on end, for weeks on end, you can tell yourself the same thing. So just stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you for listening. Have a good night.